When Dipti Ghosh came out in the early 80s in Michigan, she struggled to find South Asians like her.
And it was 1986, 87, before I met another South Asian queer person. And that person was in Hawaii. And I flew from Michigan to Hawaii to meet her.
So it was just astounding for her to go to Michigan Pride in the early 90s and see a South Asian lesbian as a keynote speaker. That was Urvashi Ved, the head of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, now known as the Task Force. Dipti had actually heard of her via her mother.
She happened to see Urvashi on a television show, and she called me to tell me, by the way, do you know this person? There's this Indian lesbian who's, involved in politics in, you know, on the East Coast.
They didn't know each other, but Dipti went up to say hi, the start of a long friendship.
You know, connecting with each other over many, you know, meals, San Francisco, New York, and also, you know, seeing her at many different events over the years.
Urvashi Ved died last week at the age of 63. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I first encountered Urvashi Ved in an interview in Trikon, the world's oldest South Asian LGBTQ magazine based out of the San Francisco Bay Area. It was astonishing. A woman who had come to the U.S. as an immigrant in 1966 was an anti-war activist in high school and gutsy enough to disrupt President George Bush's 1990 address on AIDS with a banner that said, "Talk is cheap, AIDS funding is not." She even went to the Republican National Convention in Texas in 1992.
This is a calculated political strategy on the part of the Bush campaign to win his re-election. He is trying to win on the backs of anti-gay prejudice. I think that's wrong. And I don't just think that's wrong because I'm a lesbian. I think that's wrong because I think it's an immoral and hateful strategy.
Her numerous obituaries outline her many achievements with the Task Force, the Creating Change Conference, Donors of Color Network, LGBTQ, Criminal Justice and Anti-Poverty Networks. But for South Asian American queers, her mere presence was electrifying. Uruj Arshad, a queer activist of Pakistani origin who has been working for LGBTQI plus rights for almost 25 years, remembers hearing her at the Creating Change Conference in 1996.
My first time seeing a South Asian queer person speaking to such a large, riveted audience, and it opened the door for me I didn't know had existed, was possible.
At that time, the LGBTQI plus movement often felt like a gay white men's club. And Urvashi Ved had just kicked the door open.
It was a balm to my depressed young self, out for about a year, and already tired from trying to exist as a queer immigrant woman of color.
In 1995, when Trikon, the Bay Area queer group, decided to hold its first conference, Pride Utsav, in San Francisco, it gave her the first award, appropriately called Pink Peacock. She was happy to make time to come and meet South Asian or Desi queers. Writer Meenal Hajratwala was a board member of Trikon at that time.
She had come out much earlier than most of us and was already an activist. So she was astonished and delighted to be around more than 100 Desi queers for the first time.
And she remembers her keynote address, warm and funny.
Her advice was, if you're going to come out to your extended family, the cover of Time magazine is the way to do it. She had just been named one of Time's 50 young leaders of the future at the age of 34 years old.
Soon, she published her famous book about the mainstreaming of the LGBTQ movement called Virtual Equality.
it articulated the frustration that so many of us had been experiencing with the mainstream, quote-unquote, gay agenda of the 1990s, which was driven largely by white American men toward things like military access and domestic partner benefits, and completely neglecting intersectionality and allyship.
That, says Dipti, was the bedrock of their long-standing friendship, beyond the cultural connection.
We both believed that the LGBT movement at the time could not happen in isolation, and that we needed to be part of the larger social justice movement.
With love in our hearts, we have come out, and we have come out to reach out across America to build a bridge of understanding, a bridge of progress, a bridge as solid as steel, a bridge to a land where no one suffers prejudice because of their sexual orientation, their race, their gender, their religion, or their human difference.
Rest in power, Urvashi Ved. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.